Welcome to You Down, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
So basically, my mom, she was in the back of the line, and I was in a haunted house with my friend Maya and her mom. And then a little goblin started chasing my mom, and she pushed us out of the way, knocked us with her whole arm, all three of us, into a corner, and just started sprinting and kept running. And then just like... was like, sorry, I blacked out. Y'all were in the way, and I had to save my life. And I was like, but what about your daughter's life?
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to
You Down,
a podcast where four funny honeys come together to talk about what's going on in the culture. I'm Ashley Holston.
I'm Yasmin Monet Watkins.
I'm Shakira Janepe.
And I'm Mamiya Aforo.
But collectively, we are known as Obama's other daughters.
Yeah, yeah, baby, yeah.
It's the happiest time of the year. And no, we're not talking about Christmas. It's Halloween.
Halloween.
I was just being a ghost.
She was doing some reverb.
I was doing some Halloween. Keep going.
Halloween. It really is the best holiday of them all, and I will fight you if you disagree.
I disagree, but okay.
Mamiya.
I would pay to see that fight, y'all.
Oh, sure.
You better get up out of Minnesota. Halloween is the one time of year that folks get to dress up and become someone or something new, frightful, and fun. But with COVID, how the heck do you still celebrate? Well, today we're going to unpack all our love, fun, and the joyous ways we plan to celebrate this happy, happy Halloween. But first, what are you guys loving? What are you hating this week?
You guys, I love the show Pen 15. Oh, my gosh. The
so
new season.
Good.
Has anybody watched the new season?
No.
I'm three episodes in.
Okay, yes. It's so good. Like, it's just so funny and so nuanced. Anna and Maya.
Yeah.
Keep rocking.
I mean, I guess since we're talking about shows, I decided to rewatch Game of Thrones for no reason at all, but it's so good.
I was thinking the same thing, Kara.
It's so
Is it
good
worth
still?
It?
I love it so much.
Are you starting from the beginning?
Yeah, I started from the beginning. I'm
for no reason.
No damn reason. And you know, it's so crazy, like stupid stuff. Like, I knew the blood wedding was going to happen before it happened. And I remember.
It still affects you.
I was just like, see, his word was his bond and he broke his word. I knew when I first watched the show that he was going to get gotten. He got gotten. But Catelyn Stark's performance when she had nothing left after they took her son from him, I was like, I watched that yesterday and I was like,
What is she hiding under a table? And yes. I remember for months, I think until I got something else that shocked me that way, it would pop into my head that they killed Rob. And I'd be like, I can't believe they did that. And Roy would be like, what you talking about? I'm like, I'm talking about Game of Thrones in my head.
One thing that I love about Game of Thrones and The Wire is that they both like create these worlds where your word is your bond. And if you break your word, you get got.
And that's life.
Life right there. You break your word, your pretty pregnant wife gonna get murdered at home.
Oh my
Yikes.
I mean, I understand not watching it because I only watched it because Roy was like, you gonna like it. And I was like, you know, black people is wizardry. I don't wanna be messing with this stuff. But I got sucked in that. They know how to end an episode.
They do.
They know how to end an episode.
They leave you hanging.
Okay, so I know we lead in with love, but I hate something this week, y'all.
Oh,
okay. It's okay.
I hate scammers.
Ooh.
I hate scammers. I work very hard for my money, and
what happened?
Okay, so I'm in Mexico currently, and I went to go see one of the new seven wonders of the world, Chichen Itza, in Mexico.
I went.
It is. And my sister and I rented a car and we went, and on our way back, it was a beautiful day. On our way back, we are passing the border to get into Quintana Roo, which is where Cancun is. And the police are like, oh, you need your passport to be able to come back into Quintana Roo. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, you don't, because I just went to Yucatan and they didn't ask me for my passport. And he eventually is just like, you need to pull over. We need to do a vehicle inspection. Where's your money? You don't have any money.
What?
And earlier in the day, my sister was like, they try to get you. Police sometimes try to get you here. And
I heard
like,
about that.
I'm not even going to think about it. I hadn't heard about it, but I was like, I'm not even going to think about it because if I put it in my mind, it might be, it might come true.
And you a good manifester, Ashley.
It's dark, y'all. I know. I know. And I got a vivid imagination. So I was imagining that shit and then it came to me. They asked for 4,000 pesos, which is almost $200 American.
Oh, my God.
And I had it. I had it. But I was like, you're not fitting to get this money off of me. Like, I know this is wrong. You know how you just feel.
Yeah.
You feel? I was like, I don't know Mexican law, but I'm pretty sure I don't need my passport here. And I'm damn sure not giving it to you. So, because that's my way out of your country. And eventually, like, he searched the car and him and his friend were like, don't be scared. Tranquile, tranquile. And they were just kept asking if we had money. And luckily, we didn't have anything valuable in the car. And then they let us go. But they were mad, y'all. They were mad. Because
they thought they was about to get
nothing from
us. They said, this payday right here.
Because you know what? I had that California ID.
Yep.
I was like, how dare? How fucking dare? I was so mad, y'all. And then it happened again today. I'm getting out of Mexico.
They're trying to get them coins.
Well, this week, I am loving. So before COVID and all of that, I used to tour quite a bit doing poetry at like colleges and universities. And every time I'd travel, it would take a whole, you know, day to get there. I might get off the plane and perform, but it would still, like, I'd be out of Los Angeles for a couple of days. And, you know, travel, it takes a toll. And I love that classes are on Zoom now. Right before this, I was a couple of minutes late, I was performing at Stanford.
Oh, dope.
And, like,
awesome.
To not have to travel to get there, to do the gig and then be done.
That's wonderful.
To still have my day, I adore it. I miss live performances. I do, but
yeah,
I love not having to travel to get there. I tell you that.
Yeah, it comes with its pros and its cons. It's hard to make real connection, but also you get to sit in your house.
Yep, and get that paper.
Right here on my couch.
I just feel like thinking about weddings and stuff, like the amount of money people spend to travel, where you have to stay and all this stuff. Like I told you guys, my cousin got married on Zoom and they got so much money in gifts because nobody was buying a plane ticket anymore.
True.
So
that's,
if you're engaged,
that's the move right there.
Maybe think about that.
Yeah. But today we're asking, who's down with goblins and ghouls? Halloween, or as some like to call it, a Halloween.
Hallelujah night, or Halloween is how we celebrated back in the day.
Those folks of us that went to church for Halloween.
Yes, we were angels.
Clearly that was Kira.
Angels and disciples, all right?
A fun place to be on Halloween.
Yeah, I went once.
Every kid's dream. Oh, guys, this is my favorite holiday. It's the best time of year. We heard, according to history.com, that the tradition originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts so they'd have a solid year of bounty. And I mean, what better reason to put on costumes? But as you all know, the man had to take the faith and turn it into consumerism holiday.
As he does.
Admittedly, that we love, though.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah. Halloween! But first, before we jump into it, a quick break.
Welcome back, everyone. All right, let's get into our main topic this week. Ladies, how does Halloween rank on your list of favorite holidays?
We know how you feel.
Yes, we all. Everybody knows how you feel.
We heard you lead us in.
Right?
We heard the joy. You heard her. She was about to bubble over.
Yes.
All right.
Like a cauldron.
I will say, as a kid, it wasn't high on my list, probably because I didn't get to go and do what I wanted to do, which was trick or treat. So as an adult, I got a little more into it and I like dressing up and, you know, just really embraced it. I'll say that Christmas is my favorite holiday just because family, and then Halloween.
Mm, I thought Thank Thanksgiving might be out Halloween for you.
No, I mean, shoot, I love a good meal. And y'all know I can cook a good turkey.
I know you're proud of that one turkey you made in 2012.
If y'all want to see the turkey, DM me on Instagram, fam. Everybody out there, I'm speaking to the world right now. Message me and I will send you a picture of my beautiful bird. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What filter did you use? But, Valencia? That picture looks so dated.
I know it looks so dated now. It was from 2012 or 11, maybe. I don't remember. But it tasted delicious. I followed two recipes. I don't remember any of the steps.
We're talking about Halloween, Kira.
Kira, before you distract us from the best holiday of all time.
All right, but I have a question. If Halloween is a real holiday, why we don't get off from work, y'all?
Because the man... I'm just kidding.
That was the answer, though. That was the answer, Mamiya.
I guess so you can wear your costume to work. Is that part of it? Because people want to do that.
Do they?
Yeah, people like doing that.
I've never worked at a place where I wanted to do that.
You've never been an elementary school teacher before?
No, almost.
Oh, man.
But I do like Halloween because I love candy. Y'all know I got a sugar thing, got a sugar addiction. It's a problem. Thanks a lot.
Yes.
Halloween. No, it's not. Don't. Yes, yes,
I'm
an addiction.
Oh, yes. No.
I love candy
addiction.
Too.
Yes.
I know. That's part of the reason I had to, you know, distance a little bit.
From you, yes, because you mainline
sugar. You moved across the country because I eat too much candy?
I remember when we went on that little retreat and you brought those straws.
I know.
And I swear if I would have checked my sugar levels, they would have been
you can't,
through
and
the
it's
roof.
Like it's just always there and she always got good candy. And
as if it's like celery and we're you know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for bringing party favors for the whole group.
I know. You make it sound bad, but I'm just trying to work on myself and the candy addiction is a problem. But I love Halloween for that reason. But I had a run-in earlier in my Halloween career where I was a young child. I was 10 years old, and they were giving out candy to everyone, you know, the houses. And they would tell me that they weren't giving out to the older kids. And so I'm a little scarred from my time because when you look 40 when you're 12.
You did not look 40.
Actually, you didn't look 40.
No, I didn't look 40, but I did look like a whole ass 20-year-old.
Well, the height and then the Halloween costume.
Height don't make you. I was
but the costume.
Also, why would you be hanging out with these younger kids? Like,
did you have breasts?
No, and I was just tall. And the girl that went with me was older than me.
Dang.
She was just 4'11". And it made me look like I was goddamn 7 foot tall and I was a 18-year-old trying to steal candy from kids.
They're wrong for not speaking up for you. Dang.
Yeah. She shared a candy.
I don't like hate Halloween, but it's definitely not my favorite holiday. Like, I don't know why. I was always allowed and always participated in it, but it was my first Halloween costume was my mom cutting holes in a garbage bag, and my brother and I had Garfield masks.
I think I know why you don't like it.
Oh God, no, that's traumatizing.
That's so traumatizing.
You know, she was African. She didn't know what the hell she was. They thought that was a pagan festival. But they still let us. But like some of my family members weren't allowed to participate, which is really funny to me.
Damn.
Because we just think of like anything about witches.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to Africa talking about no witches.
Because
they will lock you up and think that you caused something.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're always saying, oh, somebody died. Oh, you know, it's because blah, blah, blah.
Dang.
Yeah. Whoa. Like always. Oh, you know, her sister-in-law didn't like her. And I don't know. But
is it so that it feels like there's like some truth behind Halloween? Like there might be some magic going on?
There is black. I definitely think there's magic in the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I believe that. So I don't think Halloween, like, as a fun, like, let's be sluts tonight, is, like,
why are you calling Kira out like that?
Excuse me? I've done it, too. I've done it so
I'm a mouse.
Duh. It was a Mean Girls quote, not me. And, yes, so what if I dress like a total slut on Halloween?
Girl, you be looking great.
Thank you.
I would wear them,
so
too.
So one day a year.
I just came off vacation with you, so let's be real.
Oh, we want to talk who was dressing like a slut. We want to, Ashley.
No slut shaming.
Yeah, no slut shaming, but I want to know what I wore that was slutty so I can put it on again. What did
I'll
you
just
like,
post
girl?
It on my story.
Okay. Oh.
Well, everyone, after you flood Kira's inbox for that turkey picture, also request the Ashley picture.
But stagger so she doesn't get them all at
once. Thank you.
No, that's what we want. We want her flooded.
I know for me, so like clearly, I adore Halloween for a variety of reasons. But I think like for me, the biggest part is that it's the one time that everybody gets to play. I love fantasy. I love thinking about sort of like otherworldly things. I do love the idea of sort of magic and the spookiness that goes into the day. Like there's just, to play like all day.
I do like dressing. I'm a thespian. I love, you know, characters and stuff like that. Yes. So that aspect of it I can get down with. I just feel like I always wait till the last second and then end up having a trash costume or like way too expensive. Like my Selena one that I'll be wearing for the next 14 to 15 years. Because it
was
costs.
A good one.
Yeah, it was a good one.
You still got that wig, that wig holding up?
Yeah, you know, it's a wig.
Well, you know, there's Beyonce wigs and there's corner store wigs.
That's true. It was a corner. Hollywood Boulevard wig.
So you guys tell me what your favorite Halloween was. I'm sort of torn. So I remember when I was a kid, my birthday is November 3rd. So the like weekend before was literally Halloween. And my mom let me have a slumber party with my friends in the like UCSD Mesa student housing. And we had a whole night where we like went around trick-or-treating and I had a pillowcase and I actually filled up a lot of it and we traded candy. So that was certainly like sort of favorite Halloween. But then after college, the contender, I dressed up as a sexy polar bear and went to WeHo for the first time.
How did
Kira,
you do that?
Why are you looking like that?
Because it ain't nothing sexy about a polar bear.
I want to know what it looked like. Was it a headpiece?
What?
Yeah, how was it sexy?
Like the Coca-Cola bears?
I just had the ears and all white and furry boots.
Okay.
Furry white around my legs. So it was not the most inventive, but my friends and I didn't have much of anything, but we like scraped our coins together and like took the train and a taxi to WeHo and just had the time of our lives.
Oh.
What are you guys' favorite Halloween?
My favorite Halloween, because I think of it and I actually have a picture, which is really embarrassing, is in eighth grade. You know, I was the only black girl at the party and I was Foxy Cleopatra and
love
I kept
it.
Being like, I'm Foxy Cleopatra and I'm a whole lot of women. And I think back to moments like that and it makes me cringe because you know that I was providing entertainment at that party and that's so embarrassing. Like, dang. I just was so unaware of the environment and.
But, you know, you owned it. Cheers
I
to
did.
Your younger
I
self for owning it.
Yeah.
As thanks. You should.
Yeah. So if anyone needs advice on a Foxy Cleopatra costume, please DM me. After you look at Kira's turkey.
Yes. After you get the picture of my turkey, DM about Foxy Cleopatra. I did do a Foxy Cleopatra as an adult when I started dressing up. And it was just like perfect. I have a fro wig that I wear to auditions. That I used to actually wear for an audition.
I cannot imagine you like auditioning with the fro.
Oh,
that's so interesting. And or like that your personality.
It just didn't
is
even
so
match.
Like,
but it was just like every girl who books commercials has a fro. So I had to have one in the closet. And
to put on top of your twist.
No, I used to have straight hair, remember? I used to have a weave. That was back in my weave.
No, I mean barely. I remember you had this, you know, I've known you with twists for most of our time.
Since 2016, I think I fully or 15 actually. It's when I fully committed to twist / protective style / ease / no more flat iron in the front of my hair till it burns out.
Amen. Amen.
I guess my favorite Halloween is where I dress up as Medusa because I like my costume a ton. I like did it from scratch and I loved how it turned out. So
I do like that part too, the creative part of it. And I like the play, but my favorite Halloween was when I was throwing Halloween parties every year. I had a two-bedroom, two-bathroom home with a yard, y'all, in Richmond. And I was like, I have a house.
Yes.
I'm going to throw a party. And I love to host. I'm very particular. I love a party if I'm inviting everybody.
You're in control of the guest list.
Exactly. Wow. And so I decorated the house. I had a Christmas tree up for years, and we just decorated for every holiday, and we put cobwebs all over it. And we probably had 100 people in this house. And it was just the vibe.
That sounds
it
so
was,
fun.
Did you know all 100 of those people, Ashley? Or were those plus ones that you didn't
They were
confirm?
Plus ones, but, you know, it was okay. Okay. It was okay. It was a bunch of people from, I was a waitressing at the time. So, you know, a bunch of waitresses came and they was turning up. It was a
waitresses.
I wish I could have gone to that party. Halloween parties are really the most fun.
They are a lot of fun.
Did you have, like, was any part of your house haunted, Ash? Like, did you have, like,
I mean, all of it was,
people?
We didn't have scare people stuff, but it was clearly thoroughly decorated. Like, you probably left with some cobwebs on your head if you had some kind of headpiece on. And we had, like, the pictures that if you walk past it, it, like, changes into a scary man. yeah, we loved it. It was great. It was great. But in that, I always waited to the last minute to do my costume because I was so busy feeding people and decorating. But I came through. That was one of those years I was a greaser, and I really liked that one.
Oh, my so gosh. Fun. Love it.
Have you guys been to any haunted houses?
None. Don't want to do them.
Do you love them? No.
What?
No. I don't have, I have great reflexes, and I am a protector of myself. So it's not good for anybody.
You're one of those.
If I'm in a haunted house, I will knock you out. I will knock you out or run over kids.
God. I told y'all what happened with my mom.
What happened, Shakira?
So basically, my mom, she was in the back of the line, and I was in a haunted house with my friend Maya and her mom. And then a little goblin started chasing my mom, and she pushed us out of the way, knocked us with her whole arm, all three of us, into a corner, and just started sprinting and kept running. And then just like... was like, sorry, I blacked out. Y'all were in the way, and I had to save my life. And I was like, but what about your daughter's life? Like, you just would have let me.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
There's something so funny about that and what Ashley said about, like, when people who go into haunted houses, like, I'm not playing around if anybody comes out. Like, oh, my God, we know. But I'm the same way. Like, nobody better touch me
Those
or
poor performers.
I know.
I would never take that job.
Although, one year in the sixth grade, my friend Katie invited me to be a part of her family's haunted house. And I played a patient that was, like, coming back from the dead and, like, scaring people. What a divine feeling to genuinely scare someone. If y'all have never felt that emotion of, like, seeing their faces rise in terror and, like, run away.
Jeez.
It's so much fun. Oh, my God. Everyone
you
is looking
live
at
on
me.
Such opposite sides of the spectrum, both, like, peace and love and let me terrify you so you have a heart attack and die. Like, that's crazy.
And get joy out
what
of
fun.
It.
Right. No.
I don't, is this my favorite haunted house? But I'll say it was the most effective haunted house I've ever been in. Was at the Minnesota State Fair. I was volunteering at my church diner. And some of the other kids, we had enough time to go to the haunted house. I peed on myself.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, I did. And that was in, like, seventh grade, like in middle school, in the prime.
Can I ask, did you have a nickname after you peed on yourself?
No.
Or was everyone cool?
Everyone was cool. I think only one friend actually knew.
Oh,
for sure.
That's good. That's a
but
blessing.
It was like,
keeping it under wraps.
Yeah.
I know. I don't even remember her name.
Damn.
She could be selling my stories.
That's Were you wearing tragic. Like a skirt? Were you wearing a skirt or pants?
No, I'm trying to remember how I got
yeah, like,
pants.
Were they black?
But I don't
pants.
Remember.
Because if she was wearing pants, it's just a huge stain.
No, it was a great question, Kira. It was a great question.
Because as I was saying, and I was like, what did you do?
Like, how did you hide
maybe
it?
Maybe I bought pants from a place at the fair because they sell clothes and stuff there.
Mommy, didn't you come in here with different pants on?
What?
I used to read so much horror as a kid. Like, I was reading, it went from like Goosebumps to Christopher Pike to like Stephen King and shit like that. Mm. I mean, Stephen King was really scary, but I loved scary movies, like scary movies, scary books. Like, I was like all about it.
I liked Goosebumps because that was like just a little taste. It wasn't too crazy.
Just a little taste. It was like, ooh,
just a little.
I jumped while
the
I.
The covers would be enough.
Yeah. Yeah. That reminds me of this dumb book I bought at did you guys do Scholastic Book Fair?
Yes.
In school? A highlight of elementary school, because you might get like $5 and think I was balling.
Yeah, you did feel
my book fair. And there was this book called Bunnicula. That's probably the scariest book that I've ever read. And it was like this bunny that was also Dracula.
A yes. Bunny?
Yes, yes. The furriest, cutest, nicest thing that was also the most vicious.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I want to read that book.
Okay. Okay. If this was a horror Ooh. Film, oh, knock on wood, Jinx. Oh, the witches are brewing. But who would you guys be in a horror film?
Hands down. Hands down. I'm Brandy from I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. The one of the first black women I saw to make it to the mm-hmm. end mm. of a horror movie. And I was like, that's
an
me
icon.
Right there. I'm fighting for my life.
I have a similar person. Mm-hmm. I'm LL Cool J. And
okay.
Because Samuel had his shit together so well. And we always like, Samuel, he going to survive. He going to make it to the end. And then when he got, it was like, oh, that was one of the most shocking.
It was dramatic,
yes, because he was in the middle of his dramatic speech, and we're going to get out of God, shark. And then LL Cool J rode that shark, and he had that cross. He was saying that Bible verse. My mom was actually very offended by him saying that Bible verse and cursing at the same time and stabbing the shark with his cross to stay alive. But he had to do what he had to do. And I was like, that's me.
He had to. He was, yeah.
Yeah. That's me riding
shark while stabbing it with a cross and reading Bible.
Wasn't he doing like, though I walk through the valley of the shadow?
Yes, yes. As he stabbed him. And he said, no, mother effing evil will something, something. Like in the middle, and my mom was like, hey now. Oh my God.
He didn't have to say that.
I hate to say it. As much as I love scaring people, I am so clumsy, and I hate that I'm like Drew Barrymore and Scream.
Why?
Because I'm also like very trusting of people. So I'm like, do, like, hello? Who is this? Like, what do you want? Like, what's going on?
You would engage with a hooded monster.
Why are you so angry? There's, you know, let's give peace a chance. And then I'd be like, oh, wait, this person is out to do me harm. And then I'd try to run away, but then a branch would come up and grab my foot and it'd be over.
I like that the branch grabbed your foot.
That you just tripped.
This world is full of all kinds of stuff.
Yes, I feel that though. I do think you are the first to die in this horror
That's
movie.
True.
I'd have a fighting chance until I tripped and then it'd be over.
But you would trip immediately.
Yeah.
You would get up off the couch to run and trip over your
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, I second that.
But I might be able to talk them out of killing me. So that hasn't been seen yet.
True.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah. Like, we're waiting for you to write that horror.
Write that one.
How could anyone deny themselves the pleasure?
I know.
Audrey. How dare.
Mamiya, who would you be?
I feel like I don't have enough references, so maybe like Tia Tamara and Twitches, whatever they were.
What?
Wait, is that even a horror movie, Mamiya?
I mean, it's a Halloween movie.
It's a horror movie for children.
I actually was in a horror thing that I don't know when it's coming out, but I like died.
Oh yeah,
it, and it's pretty crazy.
Ooh,
and it was really cool to like die on screen. Knock on
dying
like,
on screen is a lot of fun, right?
Yeah,
like
Mamiya, I know you don't have a lot of references, but I feel like you're like the one of the leaders of the group.
What I was in the show that I did. Like,
yeah,
I was
I feel
the
like
second
like,
to last.
Look, guys, we got to stick together.
If you were in, because I would be scared. That's why.
But you're going to play it like you're leading.
Exactly.
I had to blow myself up once with a fork in a microwave. You guys know the people who made Sharknado? They also made other...
Oh, I can see how that looked.
They also made other films. And I was in one of those. I put the fork in the microwave and then said some chant. To the house of the Lord. Something, something, something. And then the whole thing blew up and I was like... Think of Sharknado, but about a baby killing people. And biting ankles and slit ankles.
Sounds riveting.
Nobody needs to watch it.
I'm going to look it up.
Let's all
hands on deck figure out what this movie should be. I'm just kidding. Does this count? I did see the movie Saw 5, I think. And that scene when they fall into that bed of needle of syringes.
Oh, my God. I can't even remember which one it was.
I think about that at least once a week.
You know, it does stick with you.
You won't watch horror movies because... Like, I feel like there's a difference between the slash'em and dash'em of, like, the Saws. I hate those. But there's a suspense, like the Amityville Horror.
I love a thriller, a psychological. Yes. I love American Horror Story. That's one of my favorite movies, just point period. Not even though it's, like, very gory and opposite of what I usually watch. Because the character is so complex and crazy. Mm-hmm. It's, like, very interesting to... And Christian Bale is just an amazing actor. But... Yeah, I do. I will say I love an American Horror Story. Mary Harron directed, a female director. So shout out to her.
Why do you guys think that Black people are always the first to die in the horror movie? Like, what do you think that is?
White supremacy.
Wait, did Brandy die in the one you were talking about? Did Brandy die first?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
She does not die at all.
Oh,
but
wow.
She was Brandy at the time. So
that's what I'm saying.
You know, it did still break expectations.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I think you think that she died, but she ain't dead.
She didn't die.
She got it. She made it.
She ain't dead.
And she had braids.
Yes, she did. She had her braids. Yes. I don't think I've ever seen Brandy without braids.
She doesn't wear braids as much now.
Oh,
she doesn't?
She wears twists a lot now, but for a while she had a weave line.
A weave line or a weave? What you mean?
She had a straight weave and she also had a line of hair.
Oh,
I thought you were saying on her forehead there was a line. Because, you know, those bad wigs.
We're always like, so you just can see the line.
Lace front.
That's literally what I thought
she didn't
you were
have
saying.
It
and I was like, oh, so she just had the line or weave, not the whole.
No.
Wait, do you guys like candy corn?
God, no.
And I'm addicted to sugar, but I won't eat that.
Yeah, you know,
it's like
I know there are some candy corn stands, but I don't understand.
I can't believe you don't, Yasmin. Like, I just feel like you would because it's it's the official food of Halloween.
Isn't it awful? The worst tasting candy became the spokesperson for the whole holiday. Like, who did that?
Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to
who
start
nominated
a petition.
Them? That who elected candy corn?
No, I partly am like. No, 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 no. Like from Get Out when I think of candy corn. No.
It is true. It's like, hold up. Before you put it in my bag, what is it?
Yeah,
candy
no.
corn.
Take
nah,
it back.
Nah,
and it'll
baby.
Be like five pieces in a little plastic. Nobody wants that. Save that for yourself. Mm-hmm. Nasty.
All right, guys. Hot question. What are you dressing up as this year?
I'm dressing up as somebody quarantining in a color block outfit. A matching set.
I am going to be going from my bedroom to my kitchen with one of my friends. We're going to be emo girls.
Love
That's
it.
Fun. Gosh. Sing a little My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
And Dashboard Confessionals.
But low-key, I'm a poser. So, like, I'm going to be singing Avril.
Oh, my God. One of you should be a poser and the other should, like, be calling her a poser the whole time.
Guys, I already have my wig, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should spoil it, but...
Is it a color?
I'll show you a picture.
This wig. Y'all ain't ready for this wig.
You see?
It's very...
Emo wig.
What's the lead singer from Green Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just...
Ryan Cabrera.
No,
I haven't heard that since Ashley Simpson.
Wake me up when September ends, guys. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's your reference, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Pete Wentz. That's what it is. It's giving me very Pete Wentz.
Yeah. And then I have the emo face with it. I just got to do a few more tweaks.
Oh, Lord.
Please do a picture like this.
For the folks at home, Mommy had the rocker symbol in her tongue out.
Yes.
Two
very,
fingers
very
up.
Very emo.
Yes, what are you going to be?
Sigma Gamma Rho.
So every year I have wanted to, and because we're talking about it in advance, I think today I'm going to I'm going to be Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to be Sailor Moon for so long. My cat is named Moonshine, not quite Luna, but I want to get little stickers and put it on my cat's foreheads because they're both black cats. And then
First of all, you know Moonshine is Zion and are not having it.
I know. As much as I'm like,
trying to bejewel the cat.
I mean, even more painful than that, I'm going to try to get David to put on the tuxedo mask costume. He just gave me the finger. So that's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah, no. I would imagine so. Oh, no. You can barely get David to smile in a picture. You think you're going to get him to put on the whole ass tuxedo?
Tuxedo mask
that's
costume.
That's hilarious.
I just want to fight evil by moonlight.
You can do that.
Yeah.
You can do that. To keep up with history, I am not thinking about Halloween right now.
Why did I think you were going to say Harriet Tubman or somebody? No. Like, I was like
a historical figure.
Yes, to keep up with history, I will be leading people to the underground world.
That's a fun look.
Thank you, Ashley.
You're
welcome.
Halloween. So you guys see why it's the best holiday of the year, right?
You convinced us, Yasmin, and Woo! America.
Yes.
Woo! This is Halloween.
I think we need to do what we do and give some advice this week. But first, let's take a little break. Welcome back, everyone. It's time for us to give some advice. Kira, what you got for us today?
Okay. Today's letter reads, Dear OOD, the time has come for women to unite, using our power to win this fight. Correct them when they call you bitches and pull out your wands, you beautiful witches.
What the heck? That is not asking for advice.
Mm-mm. That sounded like a legit incantation. I feel like I heard that in Hocus Pocus or something, y'all.
Oh, Kira. Girl, you just got tricked into saying the spell out loud. Mm-mm. And I don't mess with voodoo. I'm out of here.
Nope.
No, sit down. You tripping right now.
Get in here.
Oh, my God.
No. Oh, my God. She's weird. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Don't be afraid, my child. She said, don't be afraid. We're just witches.
Yeah, girl, that's what we worried about. You a witch.
What do you guys want? Do you want to do juju on us or something or make a stew?
Wow, really? A witch's stew, huh?
Yeah, y'all should know better than to be stereotyping like that, black women.
The representation of witches in the media is a fight for another day. We're here to help.
With All Hallows' Eve swiftly approaching.
And the general state of the world being, well, fucky.
We wanted to let you low-level witches in on some info that may help you.
Ooh, what are you here to warn us about?
First and foremost, anyone who gives out candy corn, raisins, black licorice, saltwater taffy, or toothbrushes on Halloween is from the devil.
True. All that shit evil.
Yeah, that's right.
Secondly, ladies, if your partner doesn't want to eat it like hibachi, which go home and use your Hitachi magic wand. I have them in my Etsy store.
Ooh, girl, I have tried them. They work wonders, y'all.
Okay, she got rhymes and she's an entrepreneur. I see you, sister.
Also, stop being afraid of ghosts. They're just your ancestors. They're literally surrounding you all the time.
Oh, all the time? Wait, you want us to stop being afraid? Because even white supremacists have ancestors.
True.
And sometimes I can feel the ghost of a slave master trying to whip me on my back to make me say my name is Toby. I feel it, y'all.
I feel him.
That's
too.
So relatable.
Oh my God.
You might need an exorcism. Right?
Phantom scars.
Okay. Yeah, there are some mean ghosts, but you are protected. For you too are witches.
What? Oh. Okay, we witches, y'all. You get a spell. Bow, bow, bow.
I knew that black girl magic wasn't just a catchphrase.
Y'all, okay. I'm finna make something appear. Watch me with my mind. Here we go.
Can it be Nutella? I'm starving.
Yeah, girl, I got you.
Silence! Ooh. I must impart the most important lesson of them all. Listen closely, witches.
Okay.
Apple juice.
What about it? Does it give us powers?
No, bitch! I'm thirsty! Don't y'all read? Milk for Santa, carrots for the Easter Bunny, apple juice for witches. Damn! Public education!
Oh, okay. All right, all right. Well, we sorry. There's some apple juice in the fridge, but then y'all got to go because we got to finish this podcast. It's kind of important.
Okay, damn! Oh, Mom! I ain't never been kicked out of someone's house before. You don't run into witches every day, but I...
We just have one more thing before we go. The world is in turmoil, and it's time for you and all of the women listening to this very funny and very informative podcast. We really love it where we're from. It's great.
Thanks, guys.
We want you to tap into your witchy powers to save the world.
Wait a minute. I thought you said we were witches now. You a witch and you can't even give us powers or anything? We still have to save ourselves? Damn. Ain't that about a bitch. All these black women that got to continue to save ourselves, thanks for nothing.
You know what? Yes. You are ungrateful. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. We told you about candy corn being evil. Rude.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, mm-hmm. Y'all did do that, but you kind of came in here, your brooms all stinking
okay,
up the place.
Let's get out of here. Let's fly. Yeah, they got 2-for-1s over at Applebee's, and Chichibar's waiting at the bar for us.
Why does Chichibar have to come everywhere? I love the 2-for-1, but not Chichibar.
Probably already drunk on their witch's brew with a witchy ass.
Can someone give me a jump? My broom won't start.
One of these days, we're gonna charge you for jump starting your broom.
Why don't y'all pull y'all funds together and get me a new one? It's community.
Just because you keep on pulling out the straw from your broom, that's on you.
How I'm supposed to braid my hair? I don't have straw.
What braiding hair, you raggedy ass? Get some real hair.
Can y'all handle no this straw. Somewhere else? Can witches, can y'all go have y'all little powwow elsewhere? Cause
yeah, we have to get back to it.
Your voices echo and...
Yeah. Sorry. Right. It's cool to meet you guys.
Yeah. You feel ungrateful. Witches, out!
Safety first. Buckle up.
Okay, witches, thank you. This was fun, you guys. We got to chat with some people from another world. That was pretty cool. I haven't done that in a while. And also, it was fun to hear about how enthusiastic you guys are about Halloween. You got me on your side a little.
Yay. Okay. Mommy, you're fitting a dress up.
And I did. One of my last fun Halloweens was with all of you when we went to that party.
Oh, that was
so
super fun.
We have had some good times.
Look, y'all. Now we just got to get some cavities together.
Exactly.
I'm working on it.
Well, we appreciate you all tuning in. Please remember to share and review this podcast. It helps us, and we want to know what you think.
And come kiki with us on social at Obama's Other Daughters on Instagram, at OOD Improv on Twitter, and on Facebook at Obama's Other Daughters.
And of course, if you need some advice, we will fight off whatever comes our way to make sure to get you some good advice, y'all. Send us an email, send your letters to oodpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see you all next week. Bye.
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 You Down is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.